everything with our relationship, there are points where I remember I have pondered about the other choice of like, would it be better if I had not done this or versus now, you know, like the compare, sometimes comparing like the decisions and that, because that has definitely been inspired from the book Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And the movie.
The if yeah, the movie, like if you guys have not seen it yet, you've been
It's
living
out on
under a
digital
rock.
now, so.
You need to go watch it. It is the multiverse movie that Doctor
Doctor Strange
Strange
who?
that unfortunately didn't deliver. Is though visually and everything, Marvel did a great job in terms of like definitely a slightly different direction, but like multiverse was definitely delivered more with the Everything Everywhere movie. Oh, so good, so
All at
good.
once, yeah.
But yeah, there's one point, and we're going into spoiler territory. There
It's been
was
out, so.
one part in the movie that definitely got me thinking. I think it's probably like stemming from my own fear as well, like with Steph, because there was at one point it was like the because Steph had Jordan at the age of 21, and I was and there was a part of me, and sometimes there was like there's like was this, you know, did it's not my fault, but it's like one of those things like if I had not dated her, if I had not tried to do anything, would she be in a better place? Because I feel because we went through a lot.
Yeah.
All right, with our time together. So like there was just one of those things. And even now, it sometimes comes into that thought. Like I know I'm a better person now, but it's also like, how do I know like being with me? It's I don't know, but like it leads to a path where everyone thrives and flourishes. It's one of those things. Because in the movie, there's a it the main character who's currently with her husband is shown the other timeline when she decides to not be with her husband and she thrives. She's like
Movie star.
she's a movie star and everything, but at the end, but by at the towards at that timeline they see each other again, they reconnect, and he the husband too is also successful and what we don't know, but they have a conversation in an alleyway just catching up. And this the main character, she's aware of everything that's happening in all these other multiverses. So and then he she kind of tells him what's happening in the other timeline where she's they're married, and he simply says, you know, it shows in the movie that like, this is the life that I would have wanted.
Yeah.
Like you could I wish you like I would have been successful. And then the husband and that and the successful timeline say like, you know what, at the end of the day, I would have just liked to do laundry and taxes with you. So it's like one of those things that fucking blew my mind of like the, you know, like the grass isn't exactly greener. The grass is greener where you water it. So
Yeah.
the original timeline in the movie, she's married, feeling miserable. But like at the same time, there's this other timeline who is what wishing who's who would love just that.
Would have rather had that, yeah.
So that to me just blew my mind
That actually also
because
got me thinking about, you know, like, what if I had chosen to stay with my ex instead of going to you?
yeah.
Because, like, if I had done that, I'd be living in a house right now
Yeah.
with a brand new dishwasher, with a brand new fridge, and a brand new washer dryer.
Yeah.
Like, I could have been doing that. Like, I
Can I
could
date him
legally
instead?
live in.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
I mean, I can
Just
call
kidding.
him. When he's trying to
But
tolerate you, and no, I'm kidding.
yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like there's that, but like, would I really be happy? Would I really be thriving? I don't like New Jersey. Period. I'm already unhappy just being here. But like, would that make up for it? Or no? Like, because like
Oh.
with you, we're looking for apartments. We're not looking for houses. We're looking for
Yeah.
we're looking for rentals. We're not looking
Yeah.
to buy right now.
Yeah.
Like, none of us are making like fucking six digits every year, like
Yeah.
steadily.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like I, you know, it's just like try to compare and contrast them. I'm like, do I want this stability, but do I want to be unhappy?
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy with you, but like, you know, we're working on the stability, but at least the financial part of it. But like, I'm perfectly fine. I'm happy just being with you. So I'm like, I know I made the right choice, but at the same time, like, that had me thinking, I'm like, I could have been rich.
Oh, man.
Or I could have married rich or whatever the fuck. And yeah. I'm like, but do I want that? Like, no, like, that's why I didn't even choose a career in tech.
Oh, yeah.
I could have, but I would have been miserable.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. I've had that thought too. Like whenever you've talked about him having a place, I'm like, damn, that's where, like, sometimes a little inkling, I'm like, oh man, I currently can't provide that right now. So like, but it's like, it's a weird thing. I'm like, you know, like, I want to give you that, like, you know, because obviously there's also the connotation of him being your ex. So like, yeah. And, or even like the conversation of like, the whole polyamorous thing, we're all being in poly, but it's also like, we're in this journey together, but what would have been like, you know, if it was just,
we hadn't done this,
or if had it been something else, and, you know, because
I walked away.
Yeah, just one of those things that I wonder, you know. I'll never really know the alternative, but it's just like, just that movie got me pondering on those different timelines, because it's like that one, the whole one, the decision just leads to a completely different life.